like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 16th of June, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll talk to a couple of people behind Enigma Theater's production of Michael Frayn's Copenhagen, and we'll let you know what's happening in local theater and performing arts this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, we have a couple of guests in the studio. Please identify yourselves.
Hi, my name is Tanya, and I'm the producer and director of Copenhagen for Enigma Theatre.
And my name is Tara Pratt, and I'll be playing Margaretha Bohr in this production of Copenhagen.
All right, Tanya, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what is Copenhagen.
So Copenhagen is about the physicist Niels Bohr and Werner Heisenberg during World War II. Bohr was a Danish physicist and Heisenberg was a German physicist. And in World War II, they ended up on opposite sides of the war. And in 1941, they had a secret meeting in Copenhagen, except no one knows what it's about. So this play takes place in the afterlife. And you have Bohr, Heisenberg, and Bohr's wife, Margaretha, trying to figure out what happened during that meeting, really.
So it wasn't just because they were on either sides, because one was Danish, one was German, but there was actually like a personal split between them or something, right?
Yeah, because yeah. Heisenberg ended up hitting the German atomic program, and Bohr ended up going to work on the Manhattan Project in Los Alamos in America. Mm-hmm. So they really ended up on opposite sides of the war, and Bohr was furious with Heisenberg for actually, you know, working on the atomic
project. Yeah, working with the Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
As would we all.
As would anyone.
This play it's not a fantasy, but a projection of what might have happened in the afterlife. So we're not trying to recreate the actual meeting.
No, because no one actually knows what happened during the meeting. It's just kind of almost like a whodunit mystery, mm-hmm. you know? We have different reenactments, different scenarios. What could have happened? Why did Heisenberg come to Copenhagen, mm-hmm. you know? Why did Bohr see him? What was said? And they never actually spoke to each other again for the rest of their lives after that.
Wow. Yeah.
And each of them had different stories of what happened during that meeting. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
It's quite a fascinating topic to cover. So, mm-hmm. how does the writer cover it?
Well, it takes place in the afterlife, and the three of them sort of come together and try to answer this basic question, which is, why did Heisenberg come to Copenhagen? Mm-hmm. And what they do is they go through different drafts of what happened. So they reenact sort of the meeting. Did it happen this way? Could it have happened that way? What was his ultimate reason? And during the play, they explore a lot of philosophical implications and the philosophical splits and, you know, why Heisenberg might have done what he did and why Bohr did what he did and, you know, what was at stake at that time. Because, you know, basically, we like to look at things from the greater good, but yeah. Heisenberg, too, had a moral dilemma, which was he didn't support the Nazis, but Germany was his home, his wife and children lived there. You know,
and of course, he had the atrocities of the First World War that he had lived through as a small boy. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he had a personal investment in seeing Germany win World War II.
Exactly, yeah. Which is unfortunate and awful. But and Bohr very rightly brings all of this up as well and doesn't really let him get away with his justification. So it's very interesting, and there's a lot about the ethic of science, too, which I think is really relevant in our current political climate, too.
Yeah.
How much responsibility do the scientists have in shaping political agendas? And I think we start to see that all science is in some form political because it's funded by people with different political agendas. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and sometimes manipulate it to fuel different political
only
agendas.
Sometimes?
Well, almost always,
really. Very timely piece
you've
chosen.
You know, we always say that all art is inherently political.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think in a way all science is inherently political as well.
Yeah. Well, now, Tara, you've got a really interesting role to play in all this because we've got all of this heady intellectual, you know, old white men talking physics stuff.
That's right.
And it's really easy for the audience to get lost.
Exactly. So I'm kind of like the translator. I think I represent the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the role that Margaretha, from what I understand it, that's the role she fulfilled for
her. So you're playing Niels Bohr's wife, right?
That's right. And in their actual life, in their partnership, she was very involved in his science. She wasn't a scientist herself, but she helped type his papers. She was his sounding board. And she was very intelligent in her own right.
Yeah.
So I think she really helped him develop his theories. So in this play, I think I act like that as well. While also kind of being the more objective third party. They clearly both had and have a pony in this race in terms of figuring out what they said to each other and why, whereas I, being more removed, get to say, here's a problem with what you think you said to each other.
Right. So you get to challenge both of them.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 And what kind of excites me about this play, too, is the source, Michael Frame, the author. Now, my first introduction to Michael Frame was, first of all, he wrote Noises Off, which is one of the great farces in theater history.
Mm-hmm.
But the first play of his that I was actually in was called Democracy. It's a story, a story about Germany, but this is Germany in the 70s, when the first social democratic chancellor since before Hitler, a guy named Willy Brandt, was in power, and he was basically brought down because they discovered that his, I think it was his executive assistant or someone in his office, was actually an East German spy.
Oh.
And it's very dry material. It's very, you know, again, political, and with the unofficial subtitle for the play was 12 White Men in Suits. But our director was very clever. He said, yeah, it's dry material, but this is written by the same guy who wrote Noises Off.
Yeah.
So there's comedy in here.
Yes.
And there's a way to keep the audience engaged and entertained.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us about the comedy in Copenhagen.
The comedy, it's funny, you know, like it's how do you make subject matter like this, like World War II, entertaining and engaging? Like it's hard to say that World War II is entertaining.
World War II and physics.
And physics, exactly. So much physics. But that's the thing. There are moments in there that is so important in order to understand the tragedy of the situation.
Yeah.
The split between two men. We need to see them as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Frayn actually does give us those moments. There's this scene, at one point in the play where we actually do see what their friendship was like and the kind of ease that they had against, you know, with each other and the sort of mentor-student relationship, you know. Heisenberg was Bohr's student at one point. And we really see the love between them, and that just makes it all the more painful when they split apart. And there are points at which, you know, Heisenberg and Margaretha, who are so often at odds with each other, We do actually see them gang up against Bohr for those, you know, short comedic moments. And that's very fun. And I really like just letting the actors have fun with it, because when you're having fun with it, the audience is having fun with
it
too.
Yeah, it just makes the whole experience more enjoyable and makes the material more digestible.
Yes,
too,
exactly.
Especially again, as we said, there's so much physics, and some of it you have no choice, it's exposition. So how do you bring humanity to exposition? Yeah. Is the question.
Exactly. Well, I hope you can pull it off.
I hope so.
I think we do so far.
I know. And we're doing it in the round, too. Because,
oh, great.
Yes,
yeah.
Because it wasn't challenging enough.
Of course not.
Let's do it in the round.
Yeah.
But it really lends a great
choreography. So do you just like spin the blackboard around so everyone gets a look at it? Or?
No. And that's the thing. I didn't allow them to have any set pieces other than three chairs.
Yeah. Good
so,
plan.
So yeah. Challenging.
So, they just kind of, they're... It just brings an intimacy to something as esoteric and abstract as this. Yeah. It kind of grounds it a little bit.
Well, it's essentially about the relationship between those three people.
Exactly.
And the closer you can get to them, the stronger that feeling is.
Yeah, yes. And it's structured almost like, even within the writing, when I was reading it, I was just like, it feels like electrons circling in like a nucleus.
Oh,
that's what it feels like. So that's just how I kind of took my vision and sort of put it in an actual play, you know, blocking format.
Yeah.
So if scientists come to see this and pick up on the fact that we are spinning around kind of like, you know, a nucleus in an atom.
There we go.
All the better.
then our work is done.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm excited now. When can we see it?
So it runs from June 27th to June 30th at 8 p.m. and July 1st at 2 p.m.
Where?
At Studio 16. That's 1555 West 7th Avenue.
It's 7th just and Granville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right behind the little French restaurant.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
right.
Next to the French library.
Yes. We won't be doing this in French.
No.
No.
One thing at a time, everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And tickets are at Brown Paper Tickets?
Yes, indeed.
And we've got, I've shared your Facebook page on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And
perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. And opening night is actually a half price show, so tickets are only $10.
Great. Well, have a great run, and
thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, let's listen to some more music. Who should we play? I know. Let's play Art Bergman.
Watched you all night long. Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary this summer from June 21st to 25th. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year, the guest curator for the festival is none other than LABC Godfather Flying Lotus.
West Coast hip-hop legend DJ Quick, beloved metalcore pioneers Converge, No Star Fates, Cloud Nothings, Japanese post-rock four-piece Yano will be featured, and many more.
Visit slutisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
My address is 294 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media. I own my media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Oh, I got caught. I was looking for something to tell you about, and I ran out of time. Well, maybe I'll just I'll play this, and then we'll talk in a sec.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
The Game of Love and Chance is still going on at Jericho Arts Center at the foot of Discovery Street in the west side of Vancouver. It's United Players production. It's a play by Pierre de Marvieux, and it's kind of a silly little show. It was written in the 18th century, but it's set in the 1920s. It's a story about a couple of young socialites who have been engaged, but it's an arranged marriage. They have never actually met, and so each of them is a little nervous to meet their intended, and so they play a little masquerade, and each one pretends to be their own servant. And so, you know, hilarity abounds. It runs Wednesday. No, is it Wednesday or Thursday? I don't know. When have we got here? Doesn't say. I know it runs weekends. It's probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until the 25th of June. So you got another week or so to check it out. Tickets are available at unitedplayers.com, or you can phone them at 224-8007. It's the Game of Love and Chance, and our good friend Matt Loop is in it. So that alone makes it worth checking out. So tonight, no, it's tomorrow night, Saturday, June 17th, the Queer Arts Festival is opening their Two-Spirit, I've got gray on black writing here, it's the curated visual art exhibition called Unsettled, there we go. It's a special event in celebration of the queer arts. I'm just not able to talk today. It's nothing personal. It's just my mouth isn't working. Never mind. I'll read it to you. I'm trying to think and read at the same time, and it just doesn't work. Art and conviviality converge at the grand opening of the Queer Arts Festival Two-Spirit Curated Edition. That's what I was trying to say. The opening of Unsettled, the curated visual art exhibition curated by Adrian N. Stimson with live performance art by Vanessa Dion Fletcher, happens tomorrow night at the Roundhouse Community Center in sunny Yale Town. Is it a free event? I don't see any numbers here anyway. So we've got it posted on the Dave Radio Facebook page, so you can look at that and find out more information about that. Oh, here's Ace. Other things going on this weekend. One is Burn This by Lanford Wilson. This is a staged reading. Public reading. You call it public reading, stage reading. Anyway, it's four actors standing on stage with their scripts in hand. This is a charity event to raise money for Laughing Matters Theater Company, which raises money for a whole range of worthwhile charities. The cast includes TV's Eric McCormick, our own Vince Gale, Patrick Kilmore, and Lee Cairns. Of course, Eric McCormick is our very own too. He's from Vancouver. He's done stuff at the Playhouse and the Arts Club, and went down to L.A., became a big star, and every once in a while comes back up here and helps out where he came from. So good for him. It's happening at the Review Stage on Granville Island. There's probably still tickets available. You can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. And for more information, check out the Facebook page. And we've shared it on the Dave Radio page. Also tomorrow night at the Havana. No, sorry, the Rio. At the Rio at Broadway and Commercial, it's Shakespeare After Dark. And this is a highbrow fusion of Shakespeare served with a side of improvisational mischief. So in the first half, you see a scene from the Bard, utterly monkey-wrenched by an utterly punch-drunk cast member, leaving the rest of the cast to improvise around them. And then in the second half, the cast lays the booze aside and serves a straight-up Shakespearean tragedy based on your suggestions. So it sounds like a lot of fun and maybe some drinking and a few surprises, lots of surprises. Side-splitting, raucous, and completely interactive. So it's Shakespeare After Dark. It's at the Rio Theater tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. You can get tickets and more information by going to Rio Theater. And again, we've got this shared on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Now, what else? There was a couple. Oh, yes, Sunday. There's stuff going on Sunday, too. I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. One is Car Free Day on Main Street. So, you know, that's a good day to kind of hang out on the street and wander around and, you know, check out some of the merchants, get some food, listen to some music, and just have a great time. So that's happening Sunday from noon until 7 o'clock on Main Street. It's between Broadway and 30th. So that whole stretch of Main Street going to be car-free. Just lots and lots of stuff to do on that on Sunday. And then also on Sunday, we've got the East Van Showcase. So Sunday night, you head over from Main Street, you go back to Commercial Drive, go to the Rio again, and this is a showcase of films made by filmmakers who live in the area commonly known as East Vancouver, which could range anywhere from the neighborhoods of Grandview, Strathcona, all the way to Sunrise and Sunset. So that's happening, as I said, Sunday night starting at 6 o'clock. A couple of friends of the show are involved. We're going to see some films by Gigi Sol Guerrero and the great Joel Ashton McCarthy. So check that one out. That's, again, on Sunday night at the Rio. It's the East Van Showcase. All right, we are going to take another quick break, and then we got our call board for you.
Consuming me this season. The only time they don't seem to be bothering me is when I'm reading Discord or magazine. Check out the June edition. Features an interview with Oli and Visor, and also the Shilohs. You find out how you can impact the music festival lineup diversity. What it's like living at the intersection of the queer and indigenous communities. And about how the Tenants Union is combating the rental crisis in Vancouver. Thanks to our advertisers, Timber Concerts, Mid Records, The Rio, Rastafest, The Rickshaw, and Live Van.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste. With your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
I just love the passion and the excitement that guy puts into voicing his spots. He's just great.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Just get out there. Let them see you. How do you expect to get any work if you don't let them see you? For crying out loud. Wanted, male and female. I'm a little unhinged today. Life's a little stressful at my house right now. And so it's nothing personal. I don't mean to upset you. And I thank you for your support. Wanted, male and female singers. Canada's biggest classical crossover quartet is in search of new singers. The group has performed over 130 shows throughout the U.S. and Canada over the last 6 years, including at the 2020 Olympics, which was actually 7 years ago. And they have released recordings international. Their auditions are happening on June 25th at the VSO School of Music, which is at 843 Seymour Street. They're looking for men and women between the ages of 19 and 39 who are able to sing in Italian, en francaise. And they're also keen. And they want you to be keen to learn, too. So Vancouver Auditions 2017 at gmail.com for more information. For all you opera types, Opera Opulenza is doing Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. That's going to be up in July at the York Theatre on Commercial Drive. The auditions are by appointment. So you have to email Trudy at operaopulenza@gmail.com to book an audition date. They're not looking for singers. Sorry, I should read these ahead of time. What they're looking for are actors. In opera, if you are on stage but you're not singing or dancing, you're just standing around looking interesting, which would in a film be called an extra or background. In opera, you're called a supernumerary. And they need two supernumeraries to play male waiters in a tavern scene set in the 1870s. No singing or speaking. It's non-equity and not paid. But it's if you like opera, it's a great way to sort of be on stage without having to sing. As I said, the production is happening in July, and if you are interested, just contact Trudy Chalmers, and as I said, operaopulenza@gmail.com. North Vancouver Community Players doing a world premiere of a play by Nicole Heather Downey. It's called Roadside Vigil, and that show's happening in October. Auditions are in June. That's the 18th and 20th. That's Sunday and Tuesday at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen doing Frank McGinnis's Someone Who'll Watch Over Me. Production happening in October. The auditions are June 19th and 20th. Looking for three men in their 30s to 50s. Sidekickplayers@outlook.com is their email. Fraser Valley Stage, formerly the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, doing Gilbert and Sullivan's The Gondoliers. Production happening in February and March of 2018, with an additional performance in August in the UK. I always like to emphasize that, because not often that folks in community theater get to travel around the world to do their stuff. So if you like Gilbert and Sullivan, you want to do a little traveling, get involved with The Gondoliers. The auditions are on Monday and Wednesday, the 19th and 21st, and they are specifically looking for folks of all ages, vocal ranges, with a little bit of dancing experience. So check out Fraser Valley Stage, and that'll give you more information on that. Still on the opera front, Opera Mariposa and Heroic Opera are doing Giuseppe Verdi's Masked Ball, Un Ballo di Maschera. And that is happening in November. The auditions are June 25th at the Vancouver Academy of Music, which is on Chestnut Street on the way down to Vanier Park. Langley Players doing Memory of Water by Sheila Stevenson. The show is happening in October. The auditions are on the 25th and 26th of this month. And that's the Langley Players, langleyplayers.com. They perform out of the Langley Playhouse on 200 Street. And then in Maple Ridge, we've got Theater in the Country in conjunction with Theater in the Grove doing Arsenic and Old Lace, that great old play about little old ladies who entertain lonely gentlemen with a arsenic-laced cup of tea. It's fun for the whole family. The show's going up in September and October, one run in Maple Ridge, one run in Langley. The auditions will be in Maple Ridge on next Sunday, the 25th. And so if you want to know more, their website is Theater in the Country, and theater is the R-E spelling of theater. Metro Theater has got a couple of auditions coming up. One is next week, the 26th and 27th, and that's for a show happening in September called Hilda's Yard by Norm Foster. And then another audition in July for Calendar Girls. And that's going to be directed by a friend of the show, Allison Schamberger. That show's happening in October, and their auditions are in July. And then we've got The Only Animal Theater Company doing Slime by Byrony Lavery. This is a brand new play. The Only Animal Company is developing this play. It's fascinating. Reading the synopsis and the breakdown, it's something that if I was 30 years younger, I'd be right into this. The Only Animal is developing Slime, a new play by Byrony Laverley. The play takes place just slightly in the future, set at a climate change conference where student interns act as translators for marine animals who are to participating in the conference. So it's a little bit of, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy stuff all kinds of different ideas and genres going on in that. So they have roles for seven actors between the ages of 19 and 25, or actors who can believably play those ages. They are specifically asking for non-union actors. So if you're already a member of Equity or UBCP, they would not be able to take you. But they are interested in hiring unrepresented communities and casts for cultural diversity. So that's in your favor. The Only Animal invites applications from trans or gender non-binary actors for all roles. The production is happening in August. They're going to start with a workshop production in August and then go from there. The auditions are on the 30th of June at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. And they are asking you to submit your headshot and resume by email to lisa@theonlyanimal.com by next week, by the 21st. Then we've got a couple of historical things happening. One is a Canadiana Musical Theatre Company production called The Birth of the CPR, and that's going to be touring the prairies from September 10th to October 13th. It'll be shown in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Winnipeg. The auditions are in early July in Delta. They're looking for two male singers slash actors, one who's good on guitar or bass, and the other one who can play mandolin or fiddle. And a little bit of harmony in the vocals is useful as well. So that's CanadianMusical.com for more information. And then the other one, it's Meet Me at the Sylvia. And this is a brand new musical and theater production. And it's actually a combination of two one-act plays about the Sylvia Hotel, the West End English Bay landmark. As they like to say, the hotel's walls, like the pages of a journal, reveal tales in which Vancouver's history comes to life. And I might actually audition for this myself, because this is right up my bailiwick wheelhouse. What is it? Up my alley. Anyway, the show's going to be on at the Waterfront in November. The auditions are in early July. It's produced by Kolhalev Performance Society, and you can check them out on the web, and they do have an email address, sylviahotelmusical@gmail.com. They invite submissions from performers from all ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds. So if you want details in these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com. or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can email it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. www.theglassroots.com. All right, we got time for more music. Here's the Smugglers.
What's the deal with the glasses? They're all honorary and the passes. Are you on the way to the chess club today? Everybody make way for the Waldos with our geek goggles on our nose. All the Geekenstein twins coming out today to the Buddy Holly Convention.
His fingers in my
And that's our show. Thanks for spending lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs background, no, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, and a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments of the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy himself. The legendary Nardwar, the human serviette, presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is
CYPR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Follow the lead you're pulling, and I get lost in your trail.